5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Authorities have now raised the death toll of the Hawaii wildfires to 89, making it the deadliest U.S. wildfire of the past century. Governor Josh Green.
We are going to do some reviews so that we can make things safer going forward. People have asked why we are reviewing what's gone on. It's because the world has changed. A storm now can be a hurricane fire or a fire hurricane. That's what we experienced. That's why we're looking into these policies to find out how we can best protect our people.
Beyond the confirmed deaths in Maui, hundreds of other people remain unaccounted for. Thousands of homes are gone, as KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen reports from Hawaii.
The inferno wiped out 80% of Lahaina. It incinerated more than 2,200 buildings, mostly residential, leaving thousands homeless.
We're the only things we have now, because everything that we had in the past is gone.
People here in Maui are anxious. They're trying to get back into their homes to see if they're still standing. They're also demanding answers as to why Hawaii's extensive system of warning sirens never sounded.
Officials estimate the losses to be about $6 billion. The major heat wave in the U.S. continues to produce triple-digit temps throughout the country. KTVT-TV's Andrea Lucia reports from Mesquite, Texas.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, by gradually increasing our exposure to the heat, we can produce sweat sooner, make more of it, and lose fewer electrolytes in the process.
Staying hydrated helps.
Drinking enough water also helps make up for all that liquid our bodies shed.
So they say we fill it up with ice.
Firefighters carry a supply wherever they go.
We at least have something to start getting people hydrated.
Multiple houses have been leveled in Pennsylvania. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Disaster struck in suburban Pittsburgh. A house exploded, setting others nearby on fire. At least one person died. Several others are unaccounted for. The cause of the blast is under investigation.
Damar Hamlin makes his triumphant return to the football field for the Buffalo Bills.
He was glad to be back after a life-threatening ordeal.
It was super fun. Like, it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? Just another milestone on the step of just, you know, getting back to myself as far as in the football space.
Damar Hamlin suited up for the Buffalo Bills preseason opener against the Indianapolis Colts. It was his first appearance since he went into cardiac arrest on the field during a game against Cincinnati in early January. And yes, he was cleared by his doctors to play in the game against Indianapolis. The Bills beat the Colts 23-19. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
And he recorded 3 solo tackles. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Can we make
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
mostly all soap in what I'm shown.
You know, I leave the board just for a second and I realize the same song is playing twice in a row. That's just not good radio. But this is better radio from America's Scarecrows. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. American Scarecrows. Diane. Broken Bones and Mountain before that for your 7 o'clock double dip. Broken Bones and Mountain is such a great song. It tried to play twice.
Well, you know, sometimes a good song needs to be heard a couple
of times. I got my exercise, though. Did you see me sprinting down the hallway?
I did. I was like, what are you doing? Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Happy to have you along across the state of Wisconsin. Those of you in Waukesha, Green Bay,
La Crosse,
Eau Claire, Jinx,
Chippewa Falls, Amory, Hayward.
I want to be up in the North Woods later this year in September. And actually, in about a month, I'm going camping in the North Woods. I can't wait.
Yes, you are.
It's going to be a surprise for Mrs. K, too. She doesn't know that. She knows we're going camping, but she doesn't know where.
Oh, that's a great surprise. So hopefully she's not listening just this moment.
She never listens to this show.
Hey. Oh, I got to have a little chat with her.
She's playing with Dottie right now, so that's all right.
Oh, I get that.
But it's going to nail three of the things she loves. Waterfalls, the Northern Lights possibly.
Ooh.
And lighthouses.
Oh.
What about Sasquatch, Jimmy? I know you're going to be looking.
I've already got the costume packed, you know?
Oh, no.
We got more fun coming tonight, Rocker, here on the show. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, still to come yet. The Nick Moss Band, they're from Chicago. They're coming up to play the Red Rooster for a CD release show. Herd of Bison, that features Ben Lacuda. And Terry, is Ben coming in? Are we talking to him on the phone
today? Oh, no.
The whole band's
coming. The whole band is coming
the
in.
The whole
just
dang
to
band
say,
is coming.
Hey, yeah, they live all over the country.
And they're doing a 10-song set, Rocker. Are we ready to go?
Wow. I'm glad to be informed at this moment in time. Jimmy, Ty Christian, Mad with Power at the Sylvie in Madison. It's coming up. It's sold out. But yeah. I want to really hear, like, wow, how did this go from, you know, the Annex, the High Noon, right, and now the Sylvie? So he'll be in to talk about that.
Excellent. And then Kaylin Cole. Oh, we're looking forward to this. This young lady, I don't know, she is just doing some amazing music. She's putting out some new tunes again. And I have to wonder if she's going to give us a little sample of this newest one that I don't think she's even releasing until the 18th.
She made a post on social media earlier today saying that she was going to play a lot of new music.
I love when that happens.
I want to take some notes and ask her some questions about, like, how did she get so good at social media?
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is a dynamo.
Mm-hmm. And she does it all on her own, too. You know, you always see a lot of people when you think, oh, wow, their social media is amazing. Then you find out someone else is doing it for them.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
she's
that's smart.
So good.
That's delegating the work. And often you're hiring a professional to run your social media.
True. Very true.
Like, if I need someone to run my social media, I'm calling Terry Barr.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking.
You guys, thanks.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. We're going to talk with, I can't wait to talk with Nick. Have you listened to the music? It's absolutely amazing.
Mm.
And it's good rock and roll, bluesy kind of stuff. So that's going to be a great chat. In the meantime, let's do the Cashbox Kings. This is off their latest album, The Oscars Motel. It's Hot Little Miss on Max Inc. Radio.
Sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back home to stay. Back on the stage, she's a high.
that mess was mine.
This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Seek Radio and Civic Media, Sexy Esther, Business of Broken Hearts, as Roscoe on voice with Lindsay on backing vocal. I love that song.
I do too. Yes.
Hey, from all accounts, the show at the Burr Oak last night was off the hook with Pink Halo, Seesaw, and Mickey Sunshine.
Mickey Wiki.
What?
I think that's
Mickey
their
Wiki.
I think that's their handle on Instagram.
Mickey Wiki?
Mickey Wiki Sunshine.
My brain just exploded, Terry.
I know.
That's awesome.
I think they seem amazing. Where are they from? Are they a Madison band?
They're a Madison band.
Wow. Okay. We gotta hook up with them. They seem so fun.
Mickey Sunshine? They were just in here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mickey Wiki Sunshine? Mickey.
That's right.
Once
and Chris,
again.
And Kristen, Chris DiBernardo, right? I think that's his name. Chris DiBernardo, he's a drummer. He played with Nanny Nation, a couple other bands.
What the hell? Yeah, where was I? Sunshine once now. Again.
I'm just
family.
Blown away by Mickey Wiki. I got to look at that there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, that's very cute.
They sent me their new song. Here it is right here.
White
beauty queen. It's 1986. Wish you
everything.
That's the new one from Slow Pulp on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. That song is called Cramps. Of course, Mickey Sunshine before that. Hey, we got Nick Moss Band coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 presents the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. This time it's Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison, featuring the debut of Electromag with Seven Seasons Deep Iron Plow. It's going to be a great show. Advanced tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. That's high-noon.com. Check this out. The doors open at noon. The show starts at 1 o'clock, and you're out of there by 4 o'clock.
No, wait, wait. Is this an outside show?
No, no. It's inside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's I suppose.
The patio shows are more like happy hour. Like happy hour shows.
But
the matinee shows are inside.
Okay. And
can we talk about Electromag just for a second here?
Please. Yes. I want to know more.
First of all, I have a song that I'm going to play later on in the show. Yeah, I got a song.
Jimmy.
Brian Mole sent us a song. Who's in this band, Rocker?
Oh, let's see, Jimmy. It is Brian Mole and
Jim Roof.
Jim Roof, right?
The other two, I don't know. The other two, I don't know.
They're from the band. Jeez.
I tell you what,
Crackhammer.
Sure.
That's the guitar player from Crackhammer another guy from another band. They're kind of all superstars.
Hopefully, nice. I think we're going to get Brian in next week, I think, on the show.
Yes, and we'll ask him to tell us about how this
written down.
Fabulous band, right? to be fair, the reason why we do, we know Brian and we know Jim very well.
Right.
Subatomic.
Yeah.
They're one of our favorites.
Oh, wow.
Two of the best people in Madison, I tell you what.
Yes.
Oh, that's
can't wait
very
to hug
cool.
them.
And if you want to get musical equipment, all you musicians out there, go to Jim Roof. He works at Full Compass.
Nice.
He loves working with musicians.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Electromag, Iron Plow, Seven Seasons Deep. It's going to be a great show. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th, the High Noon Saloon, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nick from the Nick Moss Band is going to join us in just a minute here. Can't wait to speak to Nick. Right now, get your back into it. Nick Moss Band on Max Inc. Radio.
You see me, and I see you. Natural reaction of love struck fools. You see me, and I see you. Natural reaction of love struck fools. Ain't nothing to it. Just get your back into it. Toes gonna curl, lips gonna quiver, and right now.
lightning strikes, make your backbone shiver. Toes gonna curl, lips gonna quiver. Lightning strikes, make your backbone shiver. Ain't nothing to it, girl. Just get your back into it.
To it, the Nick Moss Band on Max Inc. Radio.
Ooh, that was hot.
Oh, I love that dirty blues there. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Rocker Jimmy K, Terry Barr, hanging out with you.
Hello.
On a Saturday night. We're on our brand new studio, or the Civic Media Studio, right on State Street. Is Rocker, this is living the life right now.
Fancy.
It's living the life, Jimmy. Hey, I'm waving at you, Jimmy.
Hey, I can see you guys. This
yes,
is wonderful.
It's true. It is true. There's a huge window in between where we can actually keep an eye on Jimmy K now.
Now, that's good for the most part. There's going to be times where it's going to be really upsetting, and you're going to need therapy later on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Some of these people out on the street might need some therapy, too. I've seen some pretty interesting things walking by on State Street already. Jimmy, Chicago's Nick Moss has been recognized as one of the greatest guitarists of his generation, garnering accolades from Buddy Guy, among many others. With a career spanning decades, the Nick Moss Band comes to Madison for the release of their new album on Alligator Records. It's called Get Your Back Into It. We just heard the title track. They're playing at the Red Rooster in Madison on Sunday, August 20th. On the phone with us from Chicago is Nick Moss. Nick,
hi,
welcome
there
to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, congratulations, guys, on your new studio.
Thank you.
So, off air, you and I were talking. You think you came to my basement studio like 8 or 9 years ago on Max Inc. Radio.
Incredible.
At least they told me that I was going for an interview to someone's basement. I don't know what happened.
Let me ask you. At that time, I had my dog, Mott's, a little Maltese, a little small white dog. Aww. Did Mott's bite you?
I don't think so. I'm good with dogs.
All right, good. Okay. Good, good, good. You followed directions and didn't pick up the dog.
That would have been a bad memory.
Oh, Mats. We still have his bark on some old promos.
Oh,
Nick, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Nick Moss, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career.
Goes back 30 years. I've been doing this for, I think my first CD recording came out in 97 or 98. Wow. And previous with that, you know, I was in the legendary blues band touring as a bass player from the time I was 17 to 23. And then I became the guitar player in Jimmy Rogers' band around that time and toured with Jimmy Rogers all over the world.
Wow.
For about 3 or 4 years before I decided to do my own thing. And that was a long, slow climb when I decided to get out from underneath the warm embrace of the guys that already had a career.
You said tour the world. What was the one spot that you just remember that was like, oh, this was great?
There's so many. I mean, I fell in love with so many places that I'm lucky enough to be able to go back to. And I'm a people person, and I love experiencing other cultures. I love meeting new people. I love learning about other people's way of life. But the one thing I always come away with is like, we're so much more alike than we are different in this world.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's really cemented that in my fabric since being able to do this. I remember being a little kid, looking out at the world map behind the teacher's desk, never thinking I'd get to go to any of these places. And music got me the chance to do that.
That's a great story.
And it's all the food in all those places. You know, that's what really gives you the culture is the food when you're touring.
Absolutely. The food, it's just having an open mind enough to actually have a conversation with someone since the beginning. And that's me with everything, what the world is lacking. I have some songs on the record, man, you know, about like the things don't fall for the bait, choose wisely, things that I was taught as a young man, as a young kid, you know, having an open mind and really like thinking about things and not being influenced by outside stuff and making my own choices and decisions.
We are talking with Nick Moss of the Nick Moss Band, and speaking of your own decisions, this is your band. Can you tell us a little bit about the band you're bringing to the Red Rooster on August 20th?
So I have the world famous, and I don't say that lightly, he's regarded as probably one of the top three harmonica players in the world.
Oh, wow.
Dennis Grunling.
What was the name again?
Dennis Grunling. And Dennis, he's probably, like I said, probably regarded as one of the top three or four, at least, I would say at least in the top five harmonic players in the world. He's, been giving harmonica seminars and lessons for 30 years.
Cool.
He's got guys like Kim Wilson and Rick Estrin from Little Charlie and Nightcats, been singing his praises since he started. And Dennis and I are roughly the same age, but, I'm 53. I think Dennis is 51 now. But Dennis Grunling, and then, again, and I don't say this lightly, I probably have one of the world's greatest bass players, electric and upright bass player. Rodrigo Mantovani came from Sao Paulo, Brazil, to come play American blues music and live his dream. And he's been all over the world playing music since he was 17. And he's something to see. In fact, I even wrote a song about him that's on the record called "It Shocks Me Out," about the little bass player that slapped it all about.
That's some great lyrics right there.
Yeah. So I got Rodrigo. I got a very young, talented drummer that just joined the band last year after my drummer of 13 years moved on to bigger and better things, we wished him well. And then we'll be featuring a young piano player out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean, my drummer is 21. The piano player, I believe, is 21 or 22. Young kids really putting their heart and soul into playing this traditional style of music, right? And this young kid, Ben Levin, out of Cincinnati, be joining us on piano. He's a great vocalist. So yeah, that's the band I'm bringing. Five-piece band, traditional Chicago blues.
Oh, that's so good.
We're gonna make Madison happy that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the new album is called "Get Back Into It" or "Get Your Back Into." Excuse me. Tell us about the new album. Where people can grab it, and is it gonna be on vinyl?
Ooh.
It's on a very, very cool see-through red vinyl.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
And I will have plenty of copies available for me, with me for sale. And I believe that you can still go to Alligator's website, alligatorrecords.com, and order the CD or the vinyl right directly from there. You can go anywhere that CDs and LPs are sold. Pretty much nowadays, you can find it. And my dog agrees back there.
What kind of dog do you got, man?
I've got two pit bulls, Pork Chop and Daisy.
Oh, Pork Chop. That's a great name.
Yeah, Daisy's next to me listening to you guys talk, and Pork Chop's over there trying to cause trouble.
Do the dogs jam with you? Like, do they come down to the basement or wherever your studio is?
You know, when we rehearse, I do have a studio in the basement. And when we rehearse, they're like the craziest dogs. Like, Pork Chop will lay right down in front of my drummer's bass drum.
And not even
flinch.
I love that.
He'll lay there the whole time. Daisy doesn't like the noise. She'll kind of hang out in the hallway outside the door.
Oh, Daisy.
And look at us in the hallway.
Belly rubs for Daisy and Pork Chop.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what a fun conversation.
So we only got a couple minutes left here, Nick. So, one question I'm really excited to hear your answer for. There was major cities that you could have gone to release this album, but you decided to come to Madison. What's special about Madison for you?
Well, Madison has always had a huge blues draw. I mean, you guys have a great culture. It's a great city. It's a great college town. It's great food culture. We talked about food earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I first played in Madison with Jimmy Dawkins when I was 19 years old. And then next time I played in Madison, I played with Legendary Blues Band. In fact, one of your locals, Joe Nosek, with the Cashbox Kings.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Joe used to put on shows at the Student Union back in the 90s. Well, I think when he was a college student there, or just a young man starting. I don't know if he's teaching there, or I know he's a teacher.
They have students do the booking at the Union.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used to put on shows at the Student Union, and he actually booked Jimmy Rogers there when I was in Jimmy's band at the Student Union. So Wisconsin, the whole state of Wisconsin, I've played many years being a neighbor down here in Chicago, and I have lots of great friends, great musicians, great blues musicians in Wisconsin. So I've played up there for years. You know, one of my best memories of playing in Madison was getting to play with Clyde Stubblefield.
We can't go down that Clyde Stubblefield rabbit hole right now because we're running out of time, Nick.
But I love that he mentioned it. Yeah, that is so cool.
He's our hero.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you. Get your back into it. It's the name of the new CD.
Oh, I'm so glad. We got approval from the pups.
Yeah. Nick, real quick, tell me the website where people can grab the album if they can't make out to a show and get information about you.
They can come to nickbossband.com and check it out, check us out, or just, you know, anywhere CDs are sold, iTunes, Amazon, and alligatorrecords.com.
That's awesome. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Yeah,
Man on the Move. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say I'll see you guys at the Red Rooster on the 20th.
There you go.
Yes.
Woohoo!
The pups are buying the beer if you can get Pork Chop there. Max Inc. Radio,
Thanks,
Civic Media.
Nick.
We're local music.
No time to call, no time to lose. signs. Been there, done that, what's it for? I've had enough, still want more. Rocking the stage, feeling the blues, just can't stop the man on the move.
The Dick Moss Band on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. Love that. Thanks to Nick for calling in tonight. We appreciate you. Hey, Herd of Bison. They just walked in the studio. They stampeded into the studio. We'll have a talk with them in just a couple of minutes. And these guys are coming to the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series August 20th, the High Noon Saloon. Here is Electromag on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Top of the mountain. See?
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5 The Tap.